It's time now for coverage of high school basketball on your local sports authority, 92.1 FM KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Hello, everyone. You're dialed in to 92.1 KMZA. You're also listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSU Sports Radio Network. We got a boys' Class 1A Division II quarterfinals matchup here down at White Emporium in Emporia. I'm Crittenden prophet Kurt Kilman back in studio. Our matchup here on a Tuesday, it's the Central Christian Cougars, the 8th seed here in the state tournament bracket, taking on your local Axel Eagles of Class 1A Division II, the ranked number one team in the classification, and the number one seed coming into tonight's, into today's action. Well, a lot of pregame coverage here before our matchup, getting set to begin in roughly about the next 11 to 14 or so minutes. Let's start off here talking about the lower-seeded team, the Central Christian Cougars, led by head coach Caleb Green. In his first season as head coach, he's been an assistant for 12. He took over for head coach Adam Clark at the beginning of the season, as Adam Clark had an emergency aorta surgery at the start of the year. But he credits that it was a miracle to God that he was able to survive it. Thankfully for him, he was able to recover and return in January back to the coaching career, but as an assistant. Alongside him is also Cody Moore. So it's been an incredible story this year for Central Christian, not only for their head coach, but also for their team. They've struggled with several players getting injured, some quitting, sickness causing a forfeit earlier in the year. But through all the adversity, this is a team that has come through the thick of it. You look at their sub-state. They went to their sub-state only 10-13 on this season. They took down Chautauqua 71-16, Momentum Valley 67-40. And then in their sub-state championship, lost Hartford, the number one seed and the number one ranked, number three ranked team in the class of Class 1 Division II, 69-59. So this is a Central Christian Cougars team that right now is getting healthy, and they are playing ball at the right time of the year, and they are getting stronger here game by game. Here for your local Axel Eagles, a team that is 25-1 this season. They won the Twin Valley League at 10-0. Last year, this was a team that had a point differential of nearly 20 points a game. They've upped it this year to 30 points a game. If they can get the victory today over Central Christian, it'll put them at the most wins in a single season for Axel boys basketball with 26. Right now they are 25-1 on this season, with their only loss coming up early in the season in the TBL championship game against the number two seed in this tournament, Hanover, 75-48. They did bounce back against Hanover a couple weeks later, 65-62. Real quick, we'll take a couple minutes aside. We'll have an interview with head coach Jason Tynan right before our matchup, and then we'll have some more pregame notes, starters also as well. Again, you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Little Joe's Service in Axtell caters to your automotive needs. They offer a range of maintenance and repair solutions for vehicles of all types. From routine oil changes to auto repair, Little Joe's Service on 5th Street in Axtell prides itself on delivering top-notch automotive care to its customers. Go Eagles from Little Joe's Service in Axtell. Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory presented by Giant Mobile and the MSU Sports Radio Network. As pregame coverage here continues on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Here with head coach Jason Tine with the Axtell Boys, getting ready here for our state quarterfinal matchup, Class 1A Division 2. Coach, what are some keys here to this upcoming matchup against this Hutchinson Christian Cougars team?
This time of year, you just kind of got to be yourself. I think a lot of times we get wrapped up in and we think that somebody has to do something special. And it's just everybody playing their role and being disciplined and consistent, just what we've been doing all year long. And then, on the defensive side, we're going to have to, they're a great shooting team and they like to shoot the three. We're going to have to guard the three-point line. We're going to have to do a really good job of keeping it in front because they create a lot of threes off of dribble penetration and then kicking out. So we got to keep the ball in front and then we got to find shooters and then rebound and then execute on the offensive side.
Well, Coach, when you're talking X factors, most teams only have one. Your team has multiple. Lastly, against that matchup there against Lynn, Sandman had an impressive 30 points. What kind of role do you think Sandman's going to play in this matchup, including some other X-factor types like Colin Shaughnessy?
I think that we have to do a good job of creating the mismatches for him. I think, we do definitely have a size advantage inside with Logan and Colin. Colin kind of plays inside out for us, and so we got to utilize them and get the ball in the paint. I think, the other night they tried to take away Colin on the outside, and we did a really good job of finding Logan, making him collapse the defense, and then other guys stepped up. I think we had five or six guys hit a three the other night, and that's huge when they start collapsing the defense on Logan to be able to kick the ball out and hit shots from the outside.
Most importantly, how excited is your team? Of course, a lot of big highlights from this season, including the win over Hanover a couple weeks ago and then the sub-state championship win over Lynn. Coach, how excited is your team here for this state run?
They're kind of business-like right now, so they kind of had the Kobe Bryant appeal, like job not done after the sub-state game. They've been here before. They know what it's like, and so they're excited for the opportunity. They're ready to play. They know that they're three games away from their ultimate goal. And so I like the focus that they have, and they're locked in, and hopefully they come out ready to play, relaxed. That's another big part, is just playing relaxed and realizing it's just a game, and I think that they'll play well today.
Coach, I appreciate your time as always, and good luck here in today's matchup.
All right, thanks, Crendon.
That was head coach Jason Tine with the Axtell Eagle Boys. Is upcoming, the Axtell Eagles will take on the Hutchinson Christian Cougars in a Class 1A Division 2 quarterfinals matchup, all here on 92.1 KMZA.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud frame buildings.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Farming is one of the greatest family businesses in America. Over the years, generations of families have worked together to provide us with the food we need to live and help our communities thrive. At Elk State Bank, we owe a lot to our local farmers, and we're proud to be your bank. Whether it be a real estate loan, livestock loan, equipment loan, operating loan, or simply a line of credit, we are here for you. Elk State Bank in Seneca, your rural financial partner, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSU Sports Radio Network. You're also dialed at 92.1 KMZA. Crit and Profit down here live at White Auditorium in Emporia, Kansas. Kurt Kilman all the way back in studio. And here we got a boys Class 1A Division 2 quarterfinals matchup here for you. The Central Christian Cougars, the number 8 seed here in the state tournament in this class, taking on the number 1 seed in the Axel Eagles and the number 1 ranked team in this class of 1A Division 2 as well. Let's get into tonight's starters here, starting with Central Christian Cougars. Again, head coach by Caleb Green, his first year. His assistant for 12 took over this year. Cal Barnett, a 6'2" junior, who's averaging about 12 points a game this season, 5.3 points per game. He's a first-team All-League returner from the HOP League, averaging 2.5 assists per game and 2.5 steals per game. Pearson Hoff, also a first-team All-Leaguer from the league at 6' and a senior, averaging 13.9 points per game and 6 rebounds a game. Luke Eichste, the 5'10" junior, who leads the team with 3 assists per game, averaging 8.9 points per game, 3 rebounds a game. Hunter Franz, a 6'1" senior, who was an honorable mention from the All-League, averaging 6.2 points per game and 3.5 rebounds a game. And Cale Coyman, a 6' junior, averaging about 5 points and rebounds a game. So one more time here through for Central Christian. Cal Barnett, Pearson Hoff, Luke Eichste, Hunter Franz, Cale Coyman, led by head coach Caleb Green. And now for your local Axel Eagles, 25-1 this season, the winner of the TVL League for another consecutive season, and chasing another year of logo glory here on 92.1 KMZA, led by head coach Jason Tynan in his 11th season. 25-1 this year. Let's get into the starting lineup. Landon Schmitz, a 5'10" senior guard, letter winner, 2-year experience varsity player, who averages 7.1 points per game and 3.3 rebounds a game. Joe Leibarger, a 5'10" junior guard, letter winner, averaging 8.3 points per game. Wyatt Detweiler, a 5'10" junior letter winner, a great passer with vision, who averages 8.7 points per game and nearly 5 rebounds a game. Colin Shaughnessy, a 6'2" senior guard, an All-State honorable mention, letter winner, and first-team Twin Valley League returner with over 1,000 career points, averaging 22 points a game and 6.9 rebounds a game. And then to finish it out, it's Logan Sandman, a 6'6" forward, All-State honorable mention, second team from TVL. He's played 18 games this season. He averages 15 points a game, 6.5 rebounds a game, and had 30 points in the sub-state championship against Lynn, 77-52. Real quick, we'll step aside here for 2 minutes. We'll come back and we'll get on with our tip-off. Boys Class 1A Division 2 quarterfinal action, Central Christian Cougars taking on your local Axel Eagles on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Little Joe's Service in Axtell caters to your automotive needs. They offer a range of maintenance and repair solutions for vehicles of all types. From routine oil changes to auto repair, Little Joe's Service on 5th Street in Axtell prides itself on delivering top-notch automotive care to its customers. Go Eagles from Little Joe's Service in Axtell. Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
Axtell Lumber in Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
Hansaland Radio.
Helmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tec filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Hansaland Radio.
You're dialed into 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're also listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile. Again, here, one more run-through for tonight's starting lineup. Central Christian Cougars taking on the Axel Eagles, a Class 1A Division II quarterfinals matchup. Let's start with the lower-seed team. One more run-through. Cal Barnett, the junior. Pearson Huff, the senior. Luke Eichsee, the junior. Hunter Franz, the senior. And Cale Coyman, the junior. Central Christian led by head coach Caleb Green in his first season here for Axel. Landon Schmitz, the senior. Joe Weiberger, a junior. Wyatt Detweiler, the junior. Colin Shaughnessy, the senior. And to finish it out, Logan Sandman, the 6'6" junior. Mountain is my nickname for him. And for the Axel Eagles, their head coach led by Jason Tynan in his 11th season. So let's talk about pregame notes. Let's talk about keys here to this matchup. We talked about with Jason Tynan in that pregame interview. He said you got to watch the three-pointer here for the Central team. You also got to find a way to keep the ball inside the paint, working here with Logan Sandman. Get the ball to Colin Shaughnessy. Let these X-Factors work for Central Christian. They're a team that has looked to improve their rebounding and good defense. They've done so over the last month. Their passing and offensive rhythm has stepped up a lot, as Caleb Green credited to me before this matchup. But he did say one thing. The team needs to play more confident and loose here in tonight's game. And so those will be the keys for Central Christian. Again, you're dialed in 92.1 KMZA. A state matchup here at White Auditorium in Emporia. Boys Class 1A Division II. All here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got four quarters and 32 minutes of basketball action getting loaded up here for you. The Axel Eagles right now in the white uniforms with the white and blue, the red and blue lining down the side, blue numerals and red trim. And for Central Christian, it's the all black uniforms, green lining down the sides of the jerseys, green numerals and white trim around the numbers. Axel work right to left of your dial, and Central Christian will go left to right. At half court on the tip-off, it's Cal Barnett, the 6'2" junior on the left. And on the right, it's the Mountain, Logan Sandman, the 6'6" junior. At a dunk, a three-pointer, and 30 points against Lynn, the sub-state championship. And now we are set to begin. It's Central Christian who wins the tip-off. Barnett down the floor. Ball is deflected, but it's picked back up by Coyman. Coyman launches it underneath the basket. A nice setup to Barnett. He'll go in for two on a jumper from the short corner. Right now, Axel down nearly 2-0. 20 seconds here into the opening quarter. Landon Schmitz with it on the right wing. He'll drive inside the key. Kick it out to the left corner. Detweiler to his right. Sandman, now Joe Leibarger. He'll cut it left. He'll top of the arc. Drive inside, left elbow. Spin around, fire to Shaughnessy. Sandman at the right block. He's guarded by two. He'll throw it out. Now here's a long three by Detweiler. It's missed. And the rebounds by Hunter Franz for Central Christian. Central Christian down the floor. Right now with Eichsee to the corner. Works back up to the top to Pearson Huff, a 6-foot senior who's averaging 13.9 points a game this season. The team's high. Now to Eichsee to Barnett. Right side of the perimeter. He'll go opposite to Coyman. Right wing now to Eichsee. He'll dribble left on the elbow. Kick out far corner. Here's a three, and it's nothing but net for Central Christian's Pearson Huff. Central Christian up 5 to Neal over Axel with 6:43 to go here in the opening quarter. Landon Schmitz in the key. He floats it to his left, the Leibarger. Chauncey at the top. Works to the right to Detweiler. He'll set a screen for Detweiler. He'll drive inside and travel. First turnover of the game here against Axel and for either team. 6:32 to go in the opening quarter. It's 5-0. The Cougars here up over Axel. Central Christian looking left to right your dial, but man-to-man pressure applied by Axel. They get it down the floor. Central does. Here with it, Eichsee. He works to the right side, to the wing, cuts it left, lunges that way. Still fighting off his pivot foot. Ball is being taken away by Detweiler. What a steal. Down the floor, Axel works with it. Short corner, Detweiler. He'll lose the ball and give it to Pearson Huff for his first takeaway. Both teams exchange a turnover and a steal. Central Christian back with it, up 5-5. 2 minutes here into the opening quarter over Axel. Right wing, Ikesy. He's looking to his right. He hooks it to his left, to Barnett. Barnett makes a move against Leibarger to the left elbow. Now he'll spin around inside the key, works it back out. Barnett, and on the top of the arc. He goes right, away from the screen. Kicks out near corner. Short corner drive. Twyman inside the paint, flings it out. Barnett throws up a three. It's wedged off the right of the rim, and it's rebounded underneath by Colin Shaughnessy. Axel working with it. Detweiler, three. He rattles it in like a bullet in a tin can. Wyatt Detweiler, who had three threes in the sub-state championship game against Lynn, and also now 24 threes on the season. Central Christian inside the paint. Barnett, he works over the mountain. Logan Sandman. Central Christian up by four. 5:11 to go in the opening quarter. Sandman underneath the basket over the top of Barnett, so he'll put it back to him. Now Axel only down by two. 5 minutes to go in the opening period. 7-5. Central Christian works back with it. Barnett, left side of the perimeter. He'll go opposite. Now the right wing, Ikesy. He'll drive down to the corner. Short corner. 1-on-1 on Detweiler. He'll fling it back out. Here's a deep three, and it's nailed by Hunter Franz. A 6-1 senior. Central Christian is now 2 of 3 outside the arc here in the opening period. Underneath the basket, whistle's blown. And still to check here if there was a foul on the floor. It is called on Central Christian. That'll come against Luke Ikesy, the 5'10" junior, his first personal, first team foul for either team charge. Axel throws it in underneath the glass, right side, Shaughnessy to Schmitz on the left seam. Now works the wing to Detweiler, near side here. He has a screen by Salmon, he'll go to his right, he'll dip it that way to Schmitz. Shaughnessy, inside look, Sandman, underneath, and he is fouled. Sandman will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Second foul against Central Christian coming up here in the first quarter. That one, first personal charge on Pearson Huff. Sandman's first free throw bounces off the front rim. Sandman this season, 37-69 at the charity stripe, shooting just around 54%. Axel's a team shoot 64% at the charity stripe. Here's Sandman, his next free throw, bounces off the back iron, and goes right back into the hands of the Mountain Sandman. Now Shaughnessy on the left wing. He looks to his right, passes that way, up to the top, it's reset the Leibarger. Both teams here in a man-to-man. Schmitz works it up to the left seam. Now Detweiler on the opposite, underneath works the Sandman. He fights underneath, and he gets denied. Blocked by Central Christian, they take over. Barnett with it. He goes left to Koyman. Koyman dribbles to his right, 1-on-1 on Sandman, to the right elbow, passes back outside to Huff. Bounce passes, left wing. Here's a floater coming from the left mid-range side. And that's good for two for Luke Ikesy. Central Christian up by 7 over Axel, 3:46 to go in this opening period. Colin Shaughnessy drives inside the aisle, bounces it down the far corner. Here's a work inside, Detweiler, and that's for good for two. I'll tell you what, one thing about Wyatt Detweiler, 5'10" junior, he may not score a lot per game, but when he gets to going, he gets to going. Shaughnessy here, blocked by Sandman. Shaughnessy takes it down the floor. Axel has it. Detweiler, he'll fly a three. It's missed and rebounded by Ikesy. But what I was saying about Detweiler is that there's a lot of games this year that, you know, he's just kind of being there, letting everyone else take the spotlight, control the show. But if he sees that there's not a lot of scoring going on the board, that's when he'll start to kick it in high gear, and that's what makes him such a great player. He's selfless, but he knows when it's time to shine, he'll start to shine. Central Christian working with it, right wing. They put it up to the top of the arc, Koyman. To the left wing, Ikesy. He'll zip it to his right, picked up by Franz. To hit a three, just a couple possessions to go for Central Christian. Back out to Barnett, top of the arc, worked inside, Huff. Backs up behind his back. Now to Clement on the right wing. 2:40 to go here in the opening period. This is going to be a half-court violation for Central Christian. They turn it over. before it was picked up at half court, though. At half court, though, the ball was knocked out of bounds by Central Christian, so Axel takes over. Second turnover of the game for Central Christian, 2:35 to go in the opening period. 12-7, Central Christian over Axel. Axel throws it in from the far sideline with Landon Schmitz. He'll go to his left to Leibarger. Continues that way to Detweiler. Detweiler on the left wing, between his legs, screen set. He'll dribble to the right, flung out to Schmitz. Shaughnessy at the key, inside. Sandman working around two. He finishes with the and one. Logan Sandman making easy work in the paint. The 6'6" junior forward. Already 4 points here in the opening period for Sandman. One rebound and a block. Here's the and one free throw, and that one is Pierce Silk. 2:22 to go in the opening quarter. Axel back down here by two after trailing by seven. Working with it, Central Christian inside the paint. Huff, he turns it over down the floor. It's Shaughnessy after the steal. He's going down the lane. He's got a floater in front of the rim. Couldn't hit it, but a put back quickly in by Sandman. Axel down 12-5, now tied at 12-all. They have scored seven straight to respond. Now 2 minutes to go in the first period. Central Christian down the floor, past the timeline. Huff inside, spins in the paint. A foot in front of the basket, floats it in. What a move by Pearson Huff. Pearson through defenders. Axel tries to respond down the floor. Kicked out, left corner, pump fake, Leibarger, jump step inside. And the ball is knocked away. Leibarger, lots of fancy moves. Couldn't snag the finish, but Axel will be able to throw it back in. 1:38 to go in this first quarter, down by two. Axel runs a box set, calling Shaughnessy, left side of the glass. Still no substitutions here for Axel. They still run their starting five. Schmitz, Leibarger, Detweiler, Shaughnessy, and Sandman. Detweiler has it on the right wing. He looks behind him, gets it to Leibarger. Dribble inside, looks back to Shaughnessy. He'll take it to the basket, in the paint. He'll bounce past the Sandman, who finishes with two. Shaughnessy already picking up his second steal of the game. Sandman already here, 9 points in the opening quarter. Axel ties it back at 14-all. Down the floor, Shaughnessy, what a steal! Coming in like a heat-seeking missile for the ball, but then it gets taken back over by Huff, down the floor, and he misses it underneath the basket. Axel picks it up, and then another steal by Central Christian. Ixey comes through, so both teams here turn the ball over, but Axel does it twice. Working with it right now is Axel, left side wing. Landon Schmitz, he'll take an open floater, and that is cash for three. Thought that was for two, but that's because there's a three-point college line here, so that was the easiest-looking three I have ever seen. And for the first time, we have a lead change. Axel comes up in front by one with less than 30 seconds now to go in this first quarter. It's 17-16. Axel over Central Christian. Central Christian with it. Huff on the left high out wing. Right now, trying to drain this time down. 14 remaining in the first quarter. Here's going to be a deep three. That is well short of a quarter mile from the basket. Down the floor, Shaughnessy after the rebound. He is tripped up. Ball goes out of bounds. That will be a turnover for Axel. Four turnovers now in the quarter against the Eagles. Three against Central Christian. Now substitutions on the floor for Axel. They put in Bill Leibarger to finish out this first quarter with 4 seconds to go. Axel up by one, 17-16. Central Christian will probably try to push this one down the floor, maybe get a three to end the quarter. They get into Huff, past the timeline, 2 seconds to go. Huff will throw it up from half court. He rattles it in and out. Oh my gosh, what an attempt for three by Pearson Huff. It was in for a full second and popped out. We go into the second quarter. Central Christian 16. Axel leads by 1-17. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kaim TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. KimeTS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
Hello, this is Lori Neiman, Certified Dietary Manager at the Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, all residents are treated the same, meals for everyone. We do our best to ensure residents eat what they want from a full menu options, and they eat where they want with several different locations in the building to choose from. We have an always available menu with kiosks down each hall with refrigerators and microwaves for residents to eat and drink when they want at any time, day or night. Don't settle for less. Come and see what the Life Care Center of Seneca has to offer today. 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We begin the second quarter. Axel 17, Central Christian 16. Boys Class 1A Division 2 quarterfinals matchup. Axel with the ball, Detwy at the top of the arc. He works it, bounce pass right. Schmidt, far corner, Leibarger, works to Detwy there. At the top of the arc. And a illegal pick is called, I believe, against Landon Schmitz. It is. They got him on the short corner near side. That'll be a turnover on the offense on Axel. Their fifth turnover of the half. 7:41 to go the first half. 17-16, Axel versus Central Christian. Axel, they were down early in that first quarter, 12-5. They finally got a rhythm going with Logan Sandman in the paint. He's at 9 points on the half. Central Christian get it down the floor, and then it's turned over. Barnett's hands into the hands of Logan Sandman, his first steal. Working with it, Shaughnessy, left seam, fires a three, misses. Detweiler wrestles off the glass with a rebound. The offense picks it back up for Axel. Shaughnessy inside. Sandman now picked up a half court, up on a steal, down the floor. Right wing, Barnett drives. Kicks back out, far corner, three-pointer on the way, sailed over the top of the rim by Huff. Sandman picks up the board. Axel down the floor, trying to see. Far side, short corner, work back out. Detweiler a three, it's nothing but net. Axel now 2-4 outside the arc. Detweiler cracked that. They are 3-5 outside the arc here in the first half. That's the second three that came through for Wyatt Detweiler. 6:46 to go here in the second period, 2016. Axel, the largest lead of four over Central Christian. Central Christian, they throw it in, working left to right, down your dial. Luke Eichseed, the 5'10 junior, who leads the team with three assists per game, takes it down right side. Now he goes left to Huff. Left to the wing, quick to Koyman. Eichseed, Huff, back out to Koyman. Works the top of the arc, Eichsey. He zips it to his right. Pearson Huff, the senior, pierces through the defense, and they call him on a quick travel. A foul. Foul was on Wyatt Detweiler, his first personal, second foul here in the quarter against Axel. Baseline set for Central Christian. They work it into the corner. Barnett at the right elbow. They put it back out to the wing. Now at the top of the arc. Here to Huff. He looks to his left, he veers that way, inside the elbow, passes down low, nearly taken away by Axel. Now here's a floater in front of the basket, that's a foul. That'll send Luke Eichsey up to the free throw line to shoot two. That foul will come against Landon Schmidt, his second personal foul. Third team foul here, the quarter against Axel. Axel in early foul trouble in the second period. 1:53 into it. 6:07 to go in the first half, 2016, Axel over Central Christian. They're trying to get a spot cleaned up here on the floor as Ixie's about to take his first free throw. He's got 4 points here in the first half, all in the first quarter, a steal and a rebound. Here's his first free throw. It's off the back of the rim, bounce to the left, and out. Central Christian, they had an incredible run through Substate. Mentioned that they took down Chautauqua dominantly in Momentum Valley, but most impressively, the number three team in the state class of Class 1A Division 2, Hartford, 69-59. Second free throw follows here through for Eichsey. He goes 1 of 2. And Detweiler is down at the top of the arc here commanding the ball. Left elbow, kicks out Leibarger. Here's a three. Rattles in and out of the basket. And Koyman's got the rebound. Down the floor, Central Christian works with it. Now past half court, Barnett. He switches to his left, works against Heinen, and it's off the glass, rebounded by Shaughnessy. His fourth rebound of the game, down the floor, bounce past Sandman, working on the fast break, turns it over, Koyman, with the steal, his first of the game. Down the floor, Huff, Eichsy, looking to his right now on a deepening lunge. He passes it out to Barnett, who corrals it at half court. There the Emporia logo. Now back to the left side. Far corner, Coyman. Central Christian this year averaging 48 points a game, allowing 45 points a game. Here's a deep three by Huff, missed down the floor. Liebarger with it. He spins inside the paint, and they get an offensive charge on him. Fourth foul of the quarter called on Axel. That comes against Joe Liebarger with his first personal. 20-17, Axel over Central Christian. 5 minutes, 5 seconds to go of the second period. Central Christian handling a man-to-man pressure down the floor. Eichsy with it. One-on-one on Detweiler. He's on his right shoulder side. He drives down the floor, past him to Pearson. Pearson dribbles to his right, now looks left. He zips to the top of the arc. Eichsy, 1 foot in the arc and back out. Now to Huff. Huff, using his eyes left to right, now left to Barnett. Barnett, he'll dribble up to the right elbow. He'll look back across, throw it out. Down the left wing, here's a deep three. Sailed over the top of the rim by Huff. Underneath, Poyman, he fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the charity stripe. Five fouls in the second quarter against Axel. They are struggling with fouls in the second period for sure. Sam, he just picked up his first personal as the team's fifth. Still no fouls here on the side for Central Christian. Poyman, here's his first free throw. That one is V for the netting. Poyman picking up his first points here in the game. A 6 foot junior who averages 5 points a game. He's got a rebound, a steal, and assist here. His next free throw comes through. A little red off the front rim, but it falls in. Spencer Christian draws it to 1, 20-19. Axel still ahead, now with the ball, with 4:27 to go in the second quarter. Detweiler, Liebarger, short corner, left side. He works it up to the wing. One-on-one against Pearson Huff. He's got a screen by Heinen. Kicks it out right side. Detweiler, he'll drive into the short corner on the opposite. Now to Liebarger, up top to step into a three. Misses. Up to the front of the rim. It's rebounded by Barnett. Axel has missed their last two threes after hitting back-to-back. Central Christian has it. Right seam. Coyman. Dribble. Spin inside the right wing. Now work back outside the arc. Eichsy. Foul called on Axel. Already in double bonus, so that'll every foul here for the next 3 minutes, 54 seconds. But Axel fouls on the defensive side. That'll allow Central Christian to go up to the line and shoot two. Foul is second personal called against Joe Liebarger. Up at the free throw line is Luke Eichsy, a 5'10" junior. His last time up, he went 1 of 2, missed his first, hit his second. This time, his first one bounces off the front rim. We'll see if he replicates the first time up. Bill Liebarger, he comes in here for substitution for Axel, stepping in for Clayton Heinen. 5'10" junior letter winner comes to the bench. Luke Eichsy looking to make his second one to tie us at a 20-all game, and it's here. So we're tied at 20-all. A timeout on the floor called by Central Christian, their first timeout taken. 3:54 to go here in the second period. It's 20-all. Axel, Central Christian will take 60 seconds aside here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the United States among cancers that affect both men and women. But it doesn't have to be. Did you know that routine screenings for colorectal cancer now begin at age 45? This screening can save lives. When discovered early, it's highly treatable. If you're 45 or older, contact your SFP primary care physician at 785-336-6107 today to discuss your screening test options. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back after the first timeout taking the game here from Central Christian. 3:45 to go in the second quarter. It's a 20-all game. 3:42 to go in the first half. Axel with it. Left wing set up. Detweiler hands the three. Detweiler. He had three threes against Lynn, the sub-state championship, through the entire four quarters. One to two-quarter stretch. He has the same here against Central Christian. Central Christian with the ball. Barnett, take that back. No more. They have it. Central Christian turns it over. Axel, right now, four threes here in the first half. Three from Detweiler alone. They are 4 of 8 outside the arc, shooting 50%. Liebarger, he's at the top of it. He goes left to Detweiler. Goes back right to Liebarger. He looks to his right now. Fires it to Shaughnessy. Returns left. Detweiler, Liebarger, inside drive. Opposite works on the far block to Liebarger. His brother Bill, who goes in for two. So Joe to Bill Liebarger. 25-20. Axel over Central Christian. Their largest lead with 2:46 to go in the first half. Central Christian, Barnett, high out, left wing. He'll drive one-on-one on Detweiler, then he'll go right to Pearson Huff. At the top of the arc, back to Barnett, returns left. Central Christian, in this season, averaging 48 points a game. They work it around the arc, they drive it inside, short corner, now working the far corner. Huff, Ikesy, one just to his right, throws it back out. Here's a deep three from the left wing, up by Franz, is missed. And now Axel takes over off the rebound from Logan Sandman. Axel has it at the top of the arc. Left seam, nearly taken away by Central Christian. But Axel back in control with it. Central Christian has now worked to a 2-3 zone. Trying to handle this fast-paced Axel offense. And on the near side short corner, we got a foul called against Central Christian. It's on Cale Koyman, his first personal. Team's first of the quarter with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter, 25-20. Axel over Central Christian. Here from the near wing, another three put up by Wyatt Detweiler. He is on a tear right now from outside the arc. They're going to get a foul at half court called on Joe Liebarger. And it's his third personal. We're in double bonus for Axel, so that sends Central Christian up to the line here to shoot two. It's Cale Koyman, who just picked up his first, but now he's on the shooting end here of the foul. He's up to the line here to take two. Koyman, his first one on the way, and it's to the basket. Last time up, he went a perfect 2 for 2. Already 3 for 3. Clayton Heinen comes in here for Axel, taking out Joe Liebarger. He'll go to the bench with the three personal fouls. Koyman. Here at the free throw line, his next one goes through. He is 4 for 4 now in the game at the charity stripe. 6-point game. Axel over Central Christian with 1:40 to go in the second quarter. Here, inside traffic. Huff gets the steal. Down the floor, he works with the ball. Axel, they take it back off Clayton Heinen. Both teams exchange turnovers. And now another one. Luke Ike sees his steal. Down the floor, and a finish for 2 and 1. For Pearson Huff, he'll go up to the line to complete the three-point play. Foul called on Clayton Heinen, his first personal. 1:26 to go in the first half. Axel, they have committed 8 fouls here in the second quarter total. They need to settle it down here when they get into the second half. Here, first free throw on the way for Huff. He's on the and one, and it's staying through. Down the floor, Axel with it. Liebarger left wing. Now down the near corner. Heinen jerks his right shoulder to the right, goes that way to Detweiler. Liebarger, Shaughnessy, inside look to Heinen. Kicks back out Detweiler, work from the short corner. Fighting on the left block. They call a foul, called on Central Christian. Ron Shaughnessy has still got the score here in this game for Axel. He's got 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal, but still has yet to get on the board. The one who averages the most points per game for this team, 23 points a game, and 527 points scored on the year. 60 seconds to go in the first half. Shaughnessy set up left seam. It spins in and out of the basket. Off the 3 attempt and is missed. Down the floor, Barnett off the rebound. Central Christian controls. Barnett High out, left side, works it to the right. Now in the game for Axel, it's Lucas Talbot. Set up left seam for a deep three. It's missed from Barnett and rebounded from Sandman. His fifth for the half. Down the floor, Shaughnessy. He'll try another three. This time, yes! Shaughnessy opens up his own checkings account, drops in his first deposit with 30 seconds to go in the second period. 31-25. Central Christian, they respond with three. Luke Eichsy. Down the floor, Axel, Talbot, Shaughnessy, right elbow, trying for the Euro. Foul called on Central Christian. That'll put Shaughnessy up to the line to shoot two. With 13 and a half seconds to go the second period, 31-28. Axel up by three over Central Christian. These two teams met last year in the quarterfinals. Axel came away 56-44. Axel only struggled against one team last year in their road to glory to the state championship. That was against Dighton 57-51, but they still came out victorious. And they went on to dominate Cunningham in the state championship 57-39. Colin Shaughnessy is first with the free throw line. Is in and out of the basket, left side. Shaughnessy this season, 68 of 83 from the charity stripe, shooting 82%. His next one goes in after a bounce off the front rim. Down the floor, Central Christian. Down by four with 8 seconds to go in the first half. Pearson Huff, the half court, nearly loses the ball. He kicks it to the right corner. Here's a three, in and out of the basket, missed by Eichsy. And that'll conclude our first half. 32-28, Axel over Central Christian. We'll be back here for halftime show, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabetha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Lanzaland Radio.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're tuning in here on 92.1 Teams for our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. Online at HighlandCC.edu. The Axel Eagles here in this Class 1A Division 2 boys quarterfinal here at Emporia White Auditorium are up by 4 over the Central Christian Cougars, 32-28. The first quarter ended 17-16. Axel ahead, and Axel outscored Central Christian the second quarter 15-12. Axel, they were down early to start this game. They were down 12-5 to start. Things were looking good for Central Christian. Luke Ikesy had 4 points in the first quarter. Pearson Huff was getting hot. He had 5 points and a three. And then Hunter Franz hit a three. And, you know, from there, it was like, okay, well, no one's actually going to start getting themselves into this contest, get themselves going. Well, Logan Sandman, he found himself the quick answer. He got inside the paint and started to stir. 9 points there in the first quarter and a half. 5 rebounds. Colin Shaughnessy, 4 points on the half. He had all 4 points in the final 2 minutes with 4 rebounds, including a three. He also adds on 2 assists and a steal. Wyatt Detweiler, though, he can 4 threes in the first half. 14 total points, a rebound, a steal. Joe Leibarger, he's got a rebound and assist. And Landon Schmitz, he's got a tray as well. So Wyatt Detweiler, man, he has had quite the first half here with 4 threes. He's right now on the season, got 27 threes. Came in tonight with only 20 threes. So he's having definitely one of his best shooting nights. And I tried to talk about it in the middle of the matchup. I think this is a better time here or halftime. And it's that Wyatt Detweiler is an incredible athlete. And we know that because he was the quarterback in the football season. But, you know, when it gets to basketball time, he knows that he's got a lot of great players around him. He doesn't want to, you know, kind of take that spotlight. And he's a real selfless player. He's a great, I mean, he's a quarterback. So he's got that mindset. He's going to pass the ball to his teammates. He's going to let them get the points, let them score. But Wyatt Detweiler, when he kind of starts to see that, okay, I need to start probably getting a little more involved. Shaughnessy's not really scoring. All these other guys aren't really, getting the points they usually get. So now I'm going to step forth. And Detweiler, that's what makes him such a great player, is because when he sees the opportunity, he'll take it. And right now, he's earned the spotlight here from the first half with his 4-3 performances. Colin Shaughnessy, he started to work his way back in the game. Just because he had no points in the last 2 minutes doesn't mean he wasn't there. He had multiple steals, assists, rebounds. He was working the ball down the floor. He was doing some of the Lord's work there for Axel in that first half, but he finally opened up the checking account in the final 2 minutes there to get himself going. Logan Sandman, though, what can you not say about him? First half dominance is 9 points all the first quarter, so maybe work him a little more. Start off in this third quarter. Right now, Axel, they're doing good from the outside of the arc. They had 4 threes in that second quarter, making up 12 of their total 15 points. So I like to see in this third quarter that Axel kind of works back into that mentality of that inside the paint and to start separating that lead against Central Christian. Looking at some team stats right now, Central Christian, 6 rebounds, 7 turnovers, 3 of 6 outside the arc. 7 of 9 at the free throw line, and 6 steals for Axel. 11 rebounds, 8 turnovers, 6 of 12 outside the arc, 2 free throws, and 5 steals. Real quick, we'll take 3 minutes aside. We'll come back for our second half action. Axel 32, Central Christian 28. Again, you're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Little Joe's Service in Axtell caters to your automotive needs. They offer a range of maintenance and repair solutions for vehicles of all types. From routine oil changes to auto repair, Little Joe's Service on 5th Street in Axtell prides itself on delivering top-notch automotive care to its customers. Go Eagles from Little Joe's Service in Axtell.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Axtell Lumber in Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at RinkusCattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
For the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Of course, you're also locked in here at 92.1 KMZ for the MSU Sports Radio Network down here at the Wyatt Auditorium in Emporia for boys Class 1A Division II quarterfinals coverage. Brennan Prophet down here courtside. Kirk Kilman back in studio. We start second half action. Two quarters, 16 minutes left here between Central Christian and Axtell. Axtell up by 4, 32-28 over Central Christian. Here, halftime starters for Axtell. It's Colin Shaughnessy, Logan Sandman, Wyatt Detweiler, Landon Schmidt, and Joe Leibarger. And for Central Christian, it's Pearson Huff, Cal Barnett, Luke Eichste, Hunter Franz, and Kale Coyman. Both teams, their opening quarter starting lineups here return for the second half. And Central Christian will start off with the ball working right to left down your dial. Right wing, Eichste, right around the three-point line, nailed it in your corner. Barnett fires a three and lands it. Central Christian, their 4-3 of the game, now just 4 of 7 outside the arc. Axtell, they went 6 of 12 outside the three-point line in the first half. Landon Schmitz, right seam, works to his left. Here's a deep three by Detweiler. He misses. Sandman's got the offensive rebound. Works inside. Shaughnessy, Detweiler, far corner. Here's Leibarger on a three, and he cans it. With a little rattle behind, Leibarger has his first points of the game. Axtell now with 7 threes. Back up by 4. Shaughnessy with a steal at half court. Down the floor quickly. Left hand, try to go for an opposite side finish. Couldn't get it to roll in. Rebound by Coyman. Central Christian works it down the floor near side. Pass the timeline out. Barnett, fast break underneath. Pump fake. Eichste with a little move. He finishes for two. 2-point game. Axtell up by two. 6:48 to go in the third period. 35-33. Schmidt. The top of the arc. Left side works to Leibarger. To Shaughnessy. In the paint. Loses the ball. Off the front of his fingertips. And Central Christian will take over. First turnover of the second half for Axtell. Central Christian, working right to left down your dial, handling a man-to-man pressure. Al Barnett gets it down the floor. The 6'2" junior to the left wing, Huff, right back up to the top of half court here for Eichste at the Emporia logo. Screen is set by Franz. Eichste works it right side. He's stuck on the pivot. Outlets to his left to Eichste. Far side of the perimeter, Eichste. He cuts back right to the wing, to the corner. Now hooks back left. Huff drives inside. Bounce past to Coyman. The ball is lost out of bounds, and it's a turnover to Central Christian. The second turnover of the third period with 6 minutes, 5 seconds to go. 35-33. Axtell over Central Christian by 2. These two teams have been in last year's quarterfinals, where Axtell came away 66-44. Axtell with it. Sandman, Detweiler nearly loses the ball behind him and picks it back up off his heel. Now to Shaughnessy. Work to the near side, short corner, Schmidt. Now to Shaughnessy, back right. Bounce pass, Detweiler, Sandman, foul on the baseline. Called on Central Christian. Mitchell here comes over, puts it on Hunter Franz. His first personal and first team foul of the quarter for either team, coming against Central Christian. Here, three set up, right wing, it's good for Trey. For Wyatt Detweiler, five threes now on the game for Wyatt Detweiler. He's got a full hand. Now Central Christian with the ball. They call a timeout. A head coach, Caleb Green, down by five, 38-33, with 5:26 to go in the third quarter. It's the 32nd. We're back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, hopefully they have a backup generator down here in Emporia, because Wyatt Detweiler is shooting the lights out here in this room. He's got five threes here in this game, four from the first half, one here just splashing the third period with 5:26 to go, 38-33. Central Christian just used their second timeout of the game, three remaining. They have the ball, baseline set, Barnett into Huff. He drives inside with a little layup action. Huff goes in for two. Huff to the defenders. Axel now handles up by three. Schmidt, left wing, flies the three, misses. Shaughnessy underneath the basket. Foul called on Central Christian. Fifth rebound again for Shaughnessy. Second team foul of the quarter against Central Christian. Second personal against Luke Eichsy. Baseline set, Axel throws it in. Shaughnessy right into the hands of a defender in Barnett. That's his first steal. Axel, second turnover here in the third quarter. Barnett, Eichsy, works to the right side wing. High out, one-on-one against Shaughnessy. To the near short corner. Spins, fires, misses. Rebound by Sandman. Down the floor. Schmidt, couple of moves. Deals it to the opposite side. Leibarger at the short corner. He'll go opposite. Left wing. Deep three by Detweiler. He misses. And the rebound by Barnett. Down the floor. Central Christian, it's turned over. Sandman with an easy steal in the paint. Third turnover for Central Christian in the third quarter. Schmidt, left seam, dribbles out. Back to Sandman. Rotates it right. Leibarger on the short corner. Kicks it opposite side. Detweiler, left seam. Here's a three. It's in and out of the basket, but he's got his own putback. What a hustle by Wyatt Detweiler. Recognized the opening that was going to be on the right side after the miss. And now down the floor, Central Christian works with it with Barnett. Up on the right wing, working the ball in front of him, crossing, working one-on-one on Shaughnessy. He goes to his right, Eichsy returns left, Huff, Quinman down the left seam. Zipped right, Barnett, left elbow, he dribbles out, right-handed. Now puts to the top of the arc with 3:40 to go in the third period, 40-35. Axel over Central Christian. Here's a three by Huff. Off the back of the rim, rebounded by Leibarger. Axel down the floor. Detweiler from the near corner. He goes inside to Sandman, but Sandman gets it taken away for him by Huff. Down the floor, Central Christian. Eichsy with a right-hand floater. Misses to the basket. And Schmitz takes over off the rebound. Shaughnessy. Leibarger down the floor. Axel on a 4-on-5. Now Schmidt finally gets back down the floor. Inside Detweiler fouled, and he'll go up and shoot two at the charity stride. Well, right now it's Wyatt Detweiler's world, and we're just living in it here at the state tournament. He's got five threes on the game. 19 total points. Here's for 20. Detweiler, his first free throw on the way. It's in and out of the basket on a roll. Bill Leibarger steps in for substitution, steps in for Landon Schmitz. Foul is also against Cale Coyman, his second personal, team's third here against Central Christian in the third quarter with 3:08 to go. 40-35, Axel over Central Christian. Trying to make it a six-point game. Detweiler, his next free throw, came through. He's now 27-41 on the season at the charity stripe. Spencer Christian takes it down the floor, trailing by 6. 3 minutes now to go in the third period. Ike C with it at half court. The Emporia logo. No shot clock. Here at Emporia, shot clock only enforced from classes 6 to 4A. Ike C trapped from Schmitz. He works it now to Franz, and they're going to get an illegal screen called on Central Christian. Substitution here on the floor. Colin Shaughnessy steps back in, as well as Clayton Heinen. Schmitz will step back out. 2:45 to go in the third period. 41-35. Axel over Central Christian. Axel works it left to right. Down your dial with Detweiler. To his right, to Heinen. Liebarger dribbles in. Baseline, right side. And they're going to knock out the bucket as he traveled on his way to the basket. Central Christian still being faced with this man-to-man full-court pressure by Axel. Detweiler guarding the man throwing in and Huff. Huff throws it in left side, finding Barnett. He takes it down the near sideline, and at half court, he is denied trying to pass it. And they're going to get a big-time foul called. That is on Axel Bill Liebarger. There is a huge push at half court. That'll be his first personal. Team's first in the third quarter with 2:28 to go. 41-35. Axel over Central Christian. The Cougars work it down the floor. Ike steal the left elbow. Turns around. Drives in the aisle. Kicks it out Barnett. Lunges his left. He fires right. Here's a deep three. Missed and short of the basket by Ike and rebounded by Detweiler. Down the floor. Axel works with it. Inside Detweiler. Ball is knocked out from behind, and the ball's out of bounds. Axel will run a box set. Shaughnessy will throw it in. He looks to his left, now right. Quick toss to Detweiler. Shaughnessy from the corner, inside Sandman, is still looking for his first point since the opening quarter. Misses in the interior, making the rebound underneath is Barnett. And a foul is called at the very end. And that'll come against Axel. That's Logan Sandman, who picks up his second personal foul. 1:55 to go in the third quarter, 41-35. Central Christian down by 6 to Axel. Barnett tossing it in. He'll zip it to his right. Down the floor with it. Ike C. And it's taken away by Shaughnessy. And Shaughnessy gives it right back to Huff. And then Huff gives it to Heinen. Down the floor. Heinen off the glass right side for 2. Both teams exchanging turnovers, but Central Christian, they give it up twice. What a steal and deal. Central Christian having a hard time handling this Axel full court pressure. Down the floor, 3 up by Fletchell. Missed his first shot taken in the game. Liebarger made the rebound. Axel has it. Detweiler, he goes left. Liebarger, Heinen, inside pass. Detweiler, pump fake, left block, and 1. Wyatt Detweiler on a display of dominance here at Emporia. A chance for a three-point play. He's made 5 three-point plays today from behind the arc. This time he can do it at the free throw line. Substitution in for Central Christian. They bring in Cale Coyman. For Axel, they bring in Joe Weibarger and Landon Schmitz. That one at the end, 1. It's bounced off the back of the rim, and it goes out of bounds. They're going to say last one to touch it was Central Christian, so Axel gets it right back. With 70 seconds to go in the third quarter, up by their largest lead, 45-35. Schmitz on the far sideline, nearer to the far corner. There he passes it in to Liebarger, return to Schmitz. Schmitz back to Liebarger, Detweiler on the top of the arc. Now back to Liebarger. He fires a 3 and cans it straight through the netting. Oh my gosh, Axel is absolutely taking the lights out of this gym with 3s today. Down the floor, Central Christian with it. Ball is not going to bounce. Axel has hit 3 threes in the second half. They've hit 9 threes on the game. 54 seconds to go in the third quarter. Central Christian inbound play running a box set. Barnett will throw it in. Axel's up by 13. Central Christian throws it in, right wing, Huff, at half court, He hands it off to Barnett. Barnett dribbles to his right. One-on-one on Liebarger. He'll cut back right. Switch back left. Stuck on his pivot. He goes to Sullivan. To Barnett. Ball's loose on the ground. And Shaughnessy, he's got his fourth steal of the game. Ball is being kicked around down the floor. And it's last touch by Central Christian. Central Christian has turned the ball over six times here in this third quarter. Shaughnessy with four steals on the game. He's a high contributor despite only having 4 points. Four steals, two assists, five rebounds. 30 seconds to go this third quarter. Shaughnessy set up left seam, fires the three, misses. Schmidt underneath to make the rebound though. Axel, Liebarger, Schmidt, Detweiler. Left wing, Shaughnessy, Schmidt at the top. Here's a floater, and that's missed way left. 14 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 48-35. Axel over Central Christian by 13. Their largest lead here in the game. Axel took the lead all the way back in the first quarter after being down 16-14. Detweiler canned a three to make it 17-16. Since then, they've led the ways. Been tied a couple of times. 20-20 was the last. Down the floor. Ball knocked way out of bounds by Central Christian. And that'll be another turnover. Seven turnovers on the quarter here for Central Christian. Detweiler takes it past half court. 9 seconds to go in the third quarter. Down at the top of the arc. Screen left side. Goes down far corner. Liebarger. Screen set. Schmidt underneath. What a pass by Joe Liebarger to end the quarter. And a beautiful finish by Smith to put the ball on top of the present. Axel, the largest lead of the game. They take it into the fourth quarter. Up by 15, 50-35. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Kansaland Radio.
The start of the fourth quarter here on 92.1 KMZA Class 1A Division 2 quarterfinals matchup. Axel 50, Central Christian 35. What's been really surprising is Axel, they have not relied on their two X factors, Shaughnessy and Sandman. It has been Detweiler with 22, Schmitz with 5, and Liebarger with 6. They also got help from Bill Liebarger with 2, Clayton Heinen with 2. Sandman, he's only got 9 points on the game off in the first quarter, and Shaughnessy with 4 points off in the second quarter in those final 2 minutes. Wyatt Detweiler with the ball at the top of the arc. He's been the leading point guard this season for the team here. He's taking charge tonight. Now Joe Liebarger, left side. Detweiler, inside look here in the interior. Sandman, who spins around and cans it for 2. Just mentioned Sandman's name. Now he's in the double digits scoring-wise with 11 points. He's got 7 rebounds down the floor. Central Christian turns it over. Shaughnessy is his 5th steal and a finish at the end by Liebarger, who will go up and shoot an and one at the free throw line. Shaughnessy has himself a game here. 5 steals, 2 assists, 5 rebounds, only 4 points. But man, he is getting it done everywhere else. He is doing the dirty work in today's game. Liebarger here at the charity stripe. His next one is on the way, and it's good. Axel, by the way, came into this fourth quarter 9 of 19 outside the arc. They have been very efficient, only 50% outside the three-point line. Down the floor, Cal Barnett here for Central Christian finishes with a bucket. A right lane drive, and a timeout is called by Central Christian. Their third timeout of the game, only 2 remaining. Axel with 5 left, 55-37. Axel over Central Christian, 7:19 to go in the game. We'll take 30 aside. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Smoking Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Kansaland Radio.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We followed Axel all last year to their glory, the state championship, their second in program history. Here they'd like to add a third, and they'd like to make it back-to-back. With 7:19 left to go in this fourth quarter, they're up by 18 in this state quarterfinals matchup in Class 1A Division 2, up over Central Christian, 55-37. Axel has had a phenomenal game here, and most of this game has been led by none other than the quarterback from the football season, Wyatt Detweiler. Having just 9 points a game on the season, but here he's at 22 points in this game. Sandman with it for Axel on the far corner, returns up to the top of the arc. Liebarger, Detweiler on the right seam. He dribbles out to his left, returns himself to the top of the three-point line. Now going to his right, Sandman. Sandman, who hit 1-3 against Lynn Saturday, here inside drive. Shaughnessy, he'll finish in for two. Shaughnessy adding his sixth point here of the game. Central Christian now down by 20 points. Here's a high-flying three at the top of the arc, missed by Huff underneath the basket, rebounded by Liebarger. Axel, they took down Central Christian last year, 66-44, a 20-point end. Underneath the basket, Landon Schmidt couldn't finish. Sandman, he's trying to get the finish, but he couldn't. Now down the floor, Central Christian after the rebound. You can probably hear it behind me. Axel's crowd, they are excited. Here at the top of the arc, a flying three, rolled off the top of the rim. Tried to make the rebound, was the defense. Detweiler, it's picked up on the floor by Huff, but he'll turn it over on a travel. Central Christian, who had seven turnovers in the third quarter, they really struggled. Three of the steals came from Colin Shaughnessy, but they gave up. 55 now to go in the fourth period, 57-37. Axel over Central Christian. Far corner, Detweiler inside, Liebarger fights to the basket. He is up and will go up and shoot two. Central Christian, this is their second year in a row making state. Before that, they were on a drought. Their last time coming in 2017, where they went five straight years from 13-17. The best place finish was fourth in that time. Here at the free throw line, on the way, Liebarger's first one off the back rim. Liebarger this season at the free throw line is 32-54, shooting nearly 60%. Here, his second free throw is rolled off the front rim, and it's knocked out of bounds, last touch by Central Christian. Central Christian was confused. They thought they were the ones who got to throw it in bounds, but no, it's Axel. So Axel has it. Detweiler, Sandman, right block, pushing against two defenders, nearly losing the ball. Yes, he does. Taken away by Barnett, his second steal of the game. First turnover this quarter for Axel in the fourth. Here's a flying three by Huff, missed, picked up by Sandman. 9 rebounds on the game, 11 points for Logan Sandman. Shaughnessy, far corner, drives inside, looks for a reversal, just a little high off the front rim, and taking this one down the floor, and it's Coyman up for the rebound. He is trapped 2-on-1 and is fouled. Axel picks up their first team foul here in the fourth quarter with 5:11 to go, 57-37. Axel up by 20 over Central Christian. It's the first personal foul of the game against Colin Shaughnessy. Axel, they said, they're looking to hang up their third state banner this season. They came in this year with a 35-game winning streak that was snapped at the PDL championship game against Hanover. Since then, they've won 11 straight games, including a bye. Central Christian working with it. Far corner, short corner toss-up. by Ixey missed underneath the basket. They're going to get a foul on the floor called on Axel. Not a shot foul. But on the floor foul called on Shaughnessy. He picks up not just his first, but his second one now in the last 30 seconds. 4:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Still a 20-point lead for Axel over Central Christian. Barnett throws it in to the right wing to Huff. They dribble back. He looks right. Passes that way to Barnett. Far corner. Throws up a three, but it's off the right of the rim and picked up by Shaughnessy. Down the floor is Detweiler. Detweiler, who has scored in every quarter except here for the fourth. He had 5 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second, and an impressive 8 in the third. Detweiler on the right corner works it into Sandman with a bounce pass, but Sandman can't finish the basket. Barnett down the floor. Right lane drive. He goes in for two. Schmitz is slow to get up. He was drove right into the goal. Thankfully, Schmitz is able to get up. He works with the ball here. Floats it over to Sandman, who goes in off the right block for two. Sandman, 9 rebounds, 13 points on the game. 20-point lead for Axel. Now 4 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Franz flies a three. It is way north of the basket. Picked up by Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy down the floor. Pump fakes. Now throws to the right. And it's taken away on a steal by Ixey. His third steal of the game. Second turnover by Axel the fourth quarter. Ixey dribbles right elbow. Now to the block. Flies it out. Barnett steps back. Here's a deep three NBA range. He misses. Shaughnessy's got the board. He'll take it down the floor. Now to Detweiler. Right wing, high out, Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy, left side, Liebarger. No shot clock. Shot clock only to 6-4-8 state tournament. So Axel can take as much time as they want here, and that's probably what they're going to try to do. Sandman holds on the ball. Now to the basket, he'll go, and he'll slice for two. Sandman, who had 9 points in the opening quarter, he's got 6 here in the fourth. 15 on the game at 30 against Lynn, the sub-state championship last Saturday. Here, Central Christian works with it. Far corner, Barnett. He'll go to his left. To Hub. 2:48 to go in this game. Axel up by 22. 61-39. High out, right wing. Hub. He throws up a three. It's off the rim and rebounded by Shaughnessy. And Central Christian is doing all they can here to cut down on this deficit. But I think Axel is going to be coming home with a victory to their quarterfinals matchup is Schmitz. He drives in and cleans it for two. Axel, this fourth quarter has been no high-flying three-pointers like they've been in the last three quarters. They instead, they have been taking this game inside, and that is how they have extended this lead to 24 now, 63-39. Axel versus Central Christian. Central Christian used their fourth timeout of the game, one remaining with 2:15 to go in the fourth period. We're back in 30 here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Little Joe's Service in Axtell caters to your automotive needs. They offer a range of maintenance and repair solutions for vehicles of all types. From routine oil changes to auto repair, Little Joe's Service on 5th Street in Axtell prides itself on delivering top-notch automotive care to its customers. Go Eagles from Little Joe's Service in Axtell.
Nemaha Marshall Electric Cooperative Association, Incorporated is the rural electric provider of Nemaha and Marshall counties and parts of surrounding counties. With a main office in Axtell, they are proud to support the Axtell Eagles and wish them the best of luck at state.
Kansaland Radio.
Fourth timeout taken in the game here is by Central Christian. They only have one timeout remaining. Axtell has all five. We're probably looking to take all five back to Axtell. Here's they're up by 24 points, 63-39. And I'll tell you what, that's one great thing about head coach Jason Tynan, his ability to feel the momentum in the game and know when his team is ready to come out and they need a break, when it's time to take a timeout, and he has felt as if his team has the total confidence to just keep rolling, and that has been the case. His team has just been phenomenal. He hasn't had to talk to them a whole lot in the breaks, just as the quarter changes, and man, his team has been getting it done. 2:10 left to go in the fourth quarter. Axel just nearly 2 minutes away from heading on the semifinal. Well, that will play on Thursday at 6 o'clock down here at Emporia, either to take on Cunningham or Weston. Here with it, Koyman for Central Christian, drives in the paint, finishes for two. Last year, Axel took on Cunningham in the state championship which Axel won 57-39. Axel works with it. Talbot, far corner. Weibarger. Now to Shaughnessy at the top of the key. He looks to his right side. Talbot holds the ball. He'll go opposite. 90 seconds to go, and Axel is 90 seconds away from moving on to the semifinal here in Class 1A Division 2. On the boys' side, Shaughnessy loses the ball. It's a steal by Huff. Down the floor, and it's going to be an easy bucket on the right lane from Barnett. But Central Christian's going to do a lot more than just a layup. With a minute 15 to go in this fourth quarter, 63-43. Axel over Central Christian. And there's a lot of hugs being exchanged here on the Cougar side by the coaches and the players. This is a team that's, by the way, facing a lot of adversity this year. Their coach at the beginning of the year had an emergency aorta surgery. He credits miracle to God that he was able to survive and recover. He returned to the coaching staff in mid-January. Here's an assistant. Caleb Green stepped in after 12 years of being an assistant. This team has faced sickness, forfeits, several injuries, players quitting. But tell you what, through all the adversity they have had, they have had an incredible season, highlighted by upsetting the number 3 team in the state in Hartford, the number 1 seed of their sub-state tournament, 69-59. So, Axel, they may have dominated this Central Christian team here to head on to the semifinal, but I'll tell you what, this is a team that's with a lot of pride and their heads up this entire season long, and they are definitely glad to be here in this moment. But here, up top, here's a three sunk in by Lucas Talbot. 66-43. 50 seconds to go in this game. Axel half court. Heinen's got a steal. This is his second steal. Yeah, almost at the deal, but he tried to get a little showboaty with it. At the end, Talbot has to make the putback and the finish. 68-43. And they're going to get a substitution time in for Central Christian. They'll put in the freshman Bruce Wilson, and they'll also put in the freshman Kale DeTillo. Axel will move on to Thursday here at the White Auditorium in Emporia to play at 6 o'clock either against Weston or Cunningham. Down the floor, Bill Leibarger, he's got a steal. Couldn't get the deal, though. That was his first steal of the game. Clock stops at 24 seconds. Foul also coming in here against Axel. Clayton Heinen, his second personal. And again, Axel, they have clearly won this game. A 25-point lead, 68-43, with 15 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. Here's a three ball by Ixie underneath the basket. Foul called. They stop the clock at 12 seconds. After this, we'll have our post-game show and our Player of the Game wrap-ups. Of course, more coverage also here today on 92.1 KMZ. A little later in the day, you'll hear from Brandon Tatman with the Valley Heights Mustang girls as they look to move on to Class 2A. You got the free throw line, first one up and good. Here for Ixie. Excuse me, this here is Adam Ixie at the free throw line. He is coming here for the first time. Taking a couple of dribbles now. Here's next free throws on the way. Misses. 24-point game. Axel head over Central Christian. They beat this team in the quarterfinal last year by 20. Here they won up themselves. They beat them by 24. As time expires, Axel will move on to the semifinal and has broken their single season win record with 26 wins in a single season. Axel on the basketball court has find record-breaking improvements every year, and they do it again in 2026. We'll take a couple minutes time out. We'll come back for our post-game show and Player of the Game, all here on 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Axtell Lumber in Axtell is your lumber and hardware headquarters, no matter the size of your project. They give free estimates and work on machine sheds and horse and cattle shelters. Got house repair questions? Let the experts at Axtell Lumber find you the answers.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offer stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch is your hometown full-service bank. Ask their friendly staff about the variety of banking services they provide. The State Bank of Bern Axtell Branch, an independently operated facility serving the community since 1890, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at State.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. At 785-294-0147.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JDM Cell Phone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're also locked in 92.1 KMZA here for our post-game show, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Also here, our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Final here between our boys Class 1A Division 2 quarterfinals matchup down here at the White Auditorium in Emporia. Central Christian takes the loss by 24 points, 68-44 to your local Axtell Eagles. The ranked number one team in the state in the class and the number one seed here of this tournament. The game started off with Axtell going down early. They were down 12-5 to start the game. They were down 16-14 before Wyatt Detweiler sniped his first three of the game to take the lead for Axtell 17-16 heading into the second quarter. Axtell would explode in the second quarter with four threes, to outscore Central Christian 15-12. The half was 32-28, which Axtell at that point was already 6-12 outside the arc. They had four more threes in the second half, finishing at 10-22 outside the arc on the game. Eagles. They would separate the scoring in the third quarter by outscoring Central Christian 18-7, and then they'd outscore them in the fourth quarter as well at 18-9. Axel sent Central Christian home last year 66-44. Here they do it 68-44. So a 4-point impress there by Axel. This year, or last year, you look at it, they had a point differential of 20 points a game. They averaged 64 points a game. Axel, this year, they have an average point differential of 30-plus points, averaging 72 points a game. So this is a team that has some monster improvements here in 2026 as these improvements here continue. Looking at some stats on this game, Cal Barnett, he led Central Christian with a tray, 6 rebounds, 2 steals, and 13 points. Pearson Huff, he added 10 total points, excuse me, with 5 steals. Luke Eichsee, he had 3 steals with a total amount of 11 points and a rebound. Hunter Franz had a tray in the first quarter. Kale Kuhlman, he finished with 7 points, 3 rebounds, a steal, and assist. For Axel, lots of scoring. All their starters came in and scored. Landon Schmidt, he came away with 7 points, 3 rebounds. Joe Leibarger, he totaled the game with 9 total points, 1 of 3 at the free throw line with 3 rebounds and 2 assists. Wyatt Detweiler led with 22 points, 5 threes, and 3 rebounds. Colin Shaughnessy, he had 5 steals, 2 assists, 6 total points, and 9 rebounds. Logan Sandman, he had 15 points, 11 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block. Lucas Talbot got in with 5 points. Bill Leibarger had 2. And Clayton Heinen donated 3 steals and a 2 points. Looking at the stats here, team stats, Central Christian, 16 of 41 from the field, 4 of 22 from outside the arc, 8 of 11 at the free throw line with 17 rebounds. Axel, 27 of 50 from the field, 10 of 22 outside the arc, 4 of 11 at the free throw line with 34 total rebounds on the game, out-rebounding Central Christian by 17 boards. Axel was led by Wyatt Detweiler with 22 points, 5 threes, 3 rebounds and a steal, and he is your Farmers State Bank player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Axel adds on the accolades with their 26th win this season. It's their most wins in a single season with 26. Last year they had 25. Here they won up themselves, and they look for the opportunity to go back and get the glory here in the state championship game. But again, they have a semifinals upcoming. That'll be on Thursday. It'll either be against Cunningham or Westkin. That matchup here will be on 92.1 KMZA with the pregame hopefully getting going about 5:45. Where, again, Axel, potential rematch against Cunningham, a team they met in the state championship last year and won against B7-39. Whereas on the other side of the bracket, you have also Hanover, the team that Axel lost in the CBL championship earlier in the year, 75-48. So definitely going to make for a fun state tournament. Going to get interesting as this week goes on. But again, you've listed your our quarterfinals matchup. Brought to you here by our Giant Communications and JBN Cell Phone Company, Road to Glory. Presented by Giant Mobile, the early MSC Sports Radio Network. So again, Axel 68, Central Christian 44. Axel moves on to Class 1A Division 2 Boys Semifinal. Thank you for listening. All here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.